Hi, loves. Welcome back to Mommy on the Move. So I have a the most special guest on today. My firstborn, my ride or die, my little broke bestie. Little Dre is here today. Yay! So his birthday is on Sunday. He's turning a whole 11, and so it seemed like a perfect time to have him on the show. He's been dying to get on, so I finally gave him what he asked for and highlighting him, you know, giving him a little taste of stardom today. So welcome, little Dre.
Thank you.
Happy to be to have you here. So today, Dre and I are going to just have just a little chat, you know, just hang out, how me and him do. We talk a lot. And so I wanted to just kind of get his perspective on motherhood and the real truth, the uncut version of what type of mom I really am. So you ready, Dre?
I hope so.
You got to talk louder. Come on, lean in.
I hope so.
All right. So what is something that I say to you a lot?
Clean your room.
Why do I have to say that a lot to you, Dre?
Because you just say it a lot.
Because you just don't ever do it, maybe?
No, it's just when you say it a lot, it gets annoying. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to not clean my room.
Oh, really? Good to know. So what's something that you would say makes me happy?
I got a good grade on my test.
Okay. That definitely makes me happy. What's something that makes me sad?
Got trouble at school.
You get in trouble in school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I do something.
Does that make me angry or sad?
That makes you angry.
Mm-hmm. What's something that makes me sad?
When I do something silly.
Silly, like lazy. Funny?
No, like lazy, and then you get like mad but sad.
Like angry, like when I cry, but I'm just really mad at you, and so that's why I cry.
Yeah.
All of those are angry. None of those really sad. Have you ever seen me sad? Actually sad?
No, not really.
Not really? Well, I do have that emotion, but typically you just make me angry. It does make me sad when you don't listen to me, though, and I have to keep nagging you like a crazy psychotic person. It would be nice to just not have to do that, don't you think?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what do I do that makes you happy?
Like spend time with me.
Okay. And what's something that I do that makes you sad?
Like maybe when I'm watching TV or an iPad, you make me like do reading or watch that, like go to bed or something.
That makes you sad?
Yeah, sometimes. Oh, sometimes I cry.
Oh boy, but you do not. What is your favorite thing that we do together?
Eat dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, because everybody's just there. Like a family.
Mm-hmm.
And you always say jokes and stuff at the table.
Like our, we had a little session tonight. I asked him knock knock jokes. They were so funny though, right? Now don't have the best knock knock jokes, Dre.
They were corny, but yes.
That's how it's supposed to be. They're knock knock jokes. They're supposed to be corny. So, do you think I have a favorite child?
Yes.
Who?
Dallas.
I mean, that's kind of but you know I love all of y'all the same. I do love y'all all the same. He's giving me the side eye. I love you all the same, but Dallas is just my baby. He's just a little baby.
I'm supposed to be your baby though.
You were my baby, and then you grew up, and you started smelling funny, and your room is always dirty.
Smelling funny?
Yes.
What is that? That's called puberty.
Oh, God. Don't even start. He loves to talk about puberty. Why are you so obsessed with puberty right now?
I don't know.
He thinks it's the coolest thing. He has hair under his arm. He has three hairs under his arm. And that he smells like the back of a garbage truck. He thinks this is just the best thing since sliced bread. Why does that excite you so much?
Because it's different.
Whatever. You stink.
Thank you.
Do you think you could live without me?
No.
Why?
No. I don't know what I'll do myself without you. I don't think I can go to bed without you. I can't even say goodnight without you.
Oh, gosh. So dramatic. Why?
I'm just crazy.
This is true.
You like my, what's it called? You like my therapist that lives with me.
You need a therapist.
Dang. I need one.
Yeah,
you help me out. Dang. Struggling for real.
What? Struggling how? You're 10. What is there to struggle with?
It's the struggles.
The struggles? The 10-year-old struggles?
The 11-year-old struggles.
You're not 11 yet.
It's 3 days.
Still. I need all my whole 10 years. I'm not ready yet. I feel like this might be the year. What's today? Thursday?
Yes, it is.
This was the first day I stopped going to work. And then I had you on Sunday.
Really, girl?
For real.
For real.
You irritating.
Lay them facts down.
So, tell me, how do you annoy me?
Easily.
How? What do you do that annoys me?
Sometimes I'm making noises or just arguing with my brothers for no reason.
I feel like this brings you joy to talk about how you annoy me.
It does.
Why?
Because I do it on purpose.
Why would you want to annoy your sweet, amazing mother?
It's just funny.
You just said you can't live without me, but the way you need to live with me is by annoying me every day?
Yeah, when I feel sick, I just annoy you because it makes me feel funny. And you know what they say? Laughter is the best
medicine. First of all, you're lame for that. Second, that's not true. Anyway, how would you describe me? If somebody said, tell me about your mom, what would you say?
Weird.
I'm weird?
Like, not in a bad way, but like... Know how you make those funny faces that I make all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Like that kind of weird.
Like goofy?
Yeah, goofy. Loud.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Weird, loud, goofy, and smart.
And outgoing.
Interesting. So what of those, so that was how you described me. How would you say that we're alike?
Well, we make all those funny faces.
Mm-hmm.
We laugh a lot like
you be doing the most when you laugh though.
We look alike. We act alike. That's it. And we kind of like dress alike, but she...
We definitely do not dress alike.
I was just about to say, you think I dress terrible.
You dress the worst.
Bobby Swaggy, Snoop Dogg from the 80s all the way.
First of all, don't be playing the 80s. The 80s was live in the 90s.
Live?
Yes. All y'all do is rewear the same stuff we used to wear, but worse.
Well, worse?
Yes.
What?
Everything that you have in your closet is a remix of stuff that I used to have.
Nah, I'm just following Tupac all the way.
Oh God, anyway,
Tupac, born in jail.
You don't know nothing about no news. Tupac, be quiet, Dre.
Ain't nobody in the world can take my mama's place. Oh. Born in jail.
Okay, we're moving on. You're done. You're toast.
Straight out of Compton.
Okay, that's not even... Oh, God. So those are the ways that we're the same. How are we different?
I think I'm more, I'm way more goofy than you, but like a whole another level.
Like an annoyingly level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can't think of any ways we're different.
No. I feel like you do everything right.
You really do?
Huh?
You do?
No, I say you do everything right.
I know. So I'm saying you think I do everything right?
Yes. You like, you get everything right. Everything's perfect. And then for me, it's just like a rocky roll. Like,
you do know people can't see you, right?
Oh.
I was doing, he was making like a mountains and valleys. I don't know what that was. Oh, anyway, no. What do you think Daddy loves most about me?
Your kisses.
Does that weird you out when we kiss?
Yes.
Cause, why?
Because first of all, whenever, before you kiss y'all, oh, he always lick his lips. So his lips be all
that's what you be wet. Doing when you kiss too.
And then it's just weird, like.
Whatever. Don't you think it's good to have parents who show affection and love each other?
Yeah, but still, that's just messed up. You gotta do it in your room or something.
What?
In the bathroom.
We gotta kiss in our room?
Yeah.
That's not even nothing. Why can't we kiss? That's just weird. You keep that same energy when your little, when you start having little girlfriends and they be puckering up their little lips. And you get to licking them crusty things. Keep that same energy. No kissing.
But.
They keep thinking it's gross.
I'm gonna be like, oh, we gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah, right. What do you love most about me?
That's hard.
It's hard to pick just one thing because I'm just so lovable.
Yeah, because I basically said everything.
Aww.
Aww, little Dravy baby. when you say that I'm your baby and stuff.
When I say you're my baby?
Yeah.
You are my baby. Something in your hair. What do you think I do when you're not around?
Like when I'm at school?
At school or like at a friend's house. Yeah.
Feel like you just watch TV and do mom stuff.
What is do mom stuff?
You fold clothes, you talk to other moms, you go on Instagram. Well, you know, the process.
The process of dealing with you again when you come home?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty accurate description of when you're gone. If I was to become famous, what would it be for?
Making this, like, failure video. Like, maybe you tried to ride a hoverboard and you, like, fell. But then you went viral. And then you made a song about you falling off the hoverboard.
Really?
And then you made a song with Beyonce and then you got famous.
That's what I would be famous for falling off of a hoverboard.
Yep, and then the process goes up.
You watch way too much YouTube. That's what that means.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Nah.
What makes you proud of me?
What makes me proud of you?
Mm-hmm.
When... I don't really know that one.
Can't think of anything?
No. Wait. What makes me proud of you?
Yeah.
What should I be proud of you for, though?
Whatever. I don't know.
I shouldn't really be proud of it, but I should be happy for it.
Like what?
Like doing laundry and like making us food and stuff.
Those are things like you appreciate, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't really have anything that I'm proud of you for.
God, because I haven't accomplished anything in my life.
No. I mean, I would. I'm proud of you for thinking of getting a job. That's nice.
I ain't got no job.
But you said thinking of getting a job.
That's all I got to do is think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, long as that's all I got to do. I don't have to actually get a job. I just can think about getting a job.
That's cool.
That's what's up.
Yep.
What makes me proud of you?
When I do, like, everything, like, not everything right, but when I do something right, well, I usually don't do it right. Like, get fast in the morning without you having to yell at me and stuff. You're proud of me.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're, like, relieved. I don't really know. And, like, when I take care of my cousin Naya and Devin and Dallas.
Mm-hmm. That is very helpful, and I am very proud of you when you do that.
Yeah.
Big brother status. What do you think is the hardest part about being a mom?
Dealing with me.
In general, not specifically being your mom.
Oh.
But just any mom. You are a handful, though.
Girls.
Having girls?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like if I was a mom and I had a girl, I feel like that girl would be dramatic, but she would give all that dramatic to me.
You mean the way you are dramatic with me?
I get, well, I wouldn't mind dramatic with you.
Boy, bye. You always dramatic.
Ooh, since when? We talk about moms, not me.
Mm.
I'm a...
Yeah, but you're trying to make it seem like only girls are dramatic when you are the most dramatic person.
Nah, I feel like girls look up to their ma, but then they like dramatic sometimes about like in movies, like.
Boy, ain't nobody talking about no movie. We talking about real life.
I don't know what it's like to be a mom.
I know you don't know what it's like, but what do you think would be? What do you think? Do you think being a mom is hard?
Yeah, because you gotta the mom basically holds the entire family together.
Mm-hmm.
She's basically like the middle of the chain.
She's the middle what?
Of the chain.
The link that holds it all together.
Yeah.
So that you feel like that would be hard? It's like being the one that holds it all together?
Yes. Because you gotta be big dog.
Woo-hoo. What is something that you want people to know about me that you think they don't know?
That I want people to know about you?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that I don't really know. Because I don't really...
Do you think I'm the same all the time? Like, when I'm at home and when I'm in front of people?
No, I feel like you're less, like, aware.
Less aware?
Yeah, I feel like you act, like, more crazy. Not crazy, but, like, more...
Like, silly?
Yeah, silly when you're around, like, Auntie Megan and Auntie Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
Like, more fun.
Than when? I'm more fun around them than what?
Than, like, when you're in mom mode.
Oh.
When you're in mom mode, you're just...
Mean.
Not mean, but grouchy.
Grouchy.
Like, and then when you're friend mode, you fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why don't you just be my friend and then I could just kick it with you in friend mode and I wouldn't have to, like, be so grouchy.
All right.
Deal?
I'll think about it.
You'll think about it? Do you think you would ever want to host a TV show?
No.
No? I feel like you would be a good person on TV.
I feel like it'd just be the same thing over and over. Like, Steve Harvey, he has, like, multiple shows. But if it's just one show, it's going to be, like the same thing every time.
You just have a different topic on every show.
But that's like... But then you're going to have... Like, you gonna get a lot of money from it, but you gonna have a lot of haters.
You gonna have haters regardless. Everybody got haters.
Yeah, but, like, you gonna have more haters.
Oh, Lord. You can't worry about that. You gotta worry about what you're supposed to do.
Bet.
Oh, gosh. Anyway. Well, that's all I got.
That's it?
That's it. You have anything else you wanna say?
Shout out to... to Meg, to my grandma, to
who's
my
Meg,
your friend Meg.
Oh, Meg the Thai.
Yeah, shout out to my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my nano, to my pop pop. shout out to my basketball coaches, my football coach. Shout out to you, and bye.
All right, did you have fun?
Yes.
On the show today.
Yes.
I'm glad we did this. This was kind of fun.
Yeah. But I thought it was going to be like 40 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, that was
short. Well, you didn't. You was giving me two short answers. You gotta expand your vocabulary.
I wasn't ready for this.
How you not going to be ready, but you thought it was 40 minutes long?
That's the way life goes.
Anyway. Well, I am glad we got a chance to hang out today and talk.
Yeah.
It's always refreshing to hear your perspective from the kids' point of view and what that looks like, what motherhood looks like from your perspective. Because for me, most days I feel like I'm not getting anything right. So it is nice to sit down and just chat and talk some things through, because then I have a little bit of hope that maybe you'll grow up to be semi-normal. Maybe a productive human being in society.
Oh, it's the nicest thing anybody ever can say to me.
You're annoying. But anyway, so thanks for that glimpse and glimmer of hope, because...
it's Thursday!
No. I forgot you don't know my little Thai phrase. Because life doesn't come with a manual.
It comes with a mom.
Ding, 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 ding! All right. Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye.
Love you, Dre.
Love you, too.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.